A good tevach and a freilich and Chanukah. Thank you to all of those who are participating in our 8 Ways for 8 Days campaign. Thank you to those who have sent in beautiful letters and such beautiful drawings to be distributed to our precious soldiers of the IDF. Thank you to those who went out of their way to say Good Shabbos to everyone they encountered over the course of this past Shabbos Chanukah. Now tonight, on Matzei Shabbos, the third night of Chanukah, we focus on Torah. We often look at Torah as simply a system of do's and don'ts, a list of things I have to do, things I should not do. But you know, the Medrash relates, calls the Torah the daughter of the Ribono Shel Olam, the child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A parent's love for his or her child is indescribable. The Ribono Shel Olam's love for Torah is indescribable. But what does that mean? Torah is an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Zohar writes, Torah, Kutcha, Brichu, Chatu. Torah, the Ribono Shel Olam, they're one. It's one entity. Torah is a window into the divine. Torah allows us to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah allows us to forge a meaningful relationship with our Father. But that's not all Torah does. Torah also allows us to develop a proper system in Adam Lechavero. Torah allows us to have a meaningful relationship with our fellow Jew, and by extension with our fellow human beings. But Torah also allows us to have a meaningful relationship with ourselves. Because when we learn Torah, whether it's that you open up the sacred pages of a Chumash, you pour over the words of a daf of Gemara, or whatever it is that you like to learn, when you learn, you are accessing parts of your soul that can only be accessed through Torah. When you delve into the Ribono Shel Olam's great gift, not just to the Jewish people, but to humanity, Torah, you are accessing parts of yourself that are so filled with holiness, so filled with beauty, so filled with Kiddusha. So tonight, on this third night of Chanukah, Matzei Shabbos is often a busy time. We're running around. Sometime maybe people in Mirat Hashem this Matzei Shabbos have some family Chanukah gatherings. There's always something to do on a Matzei Shabbos. Take 10 minutes out of your Matzei Shabbos and learn Torah by the light of the Chanukah candles. Take 10 minutes out of your night tonight and learn something. It doesn't matter what. You could start this coming week's parsha. You could read Daf Yomi. You could learn Navi. You could learn Medrash. You could read a biography about a tzaddik. Do whatever you want to learn. Learn whatever you want to learn. But just learn something. Because if you go ahead and you bring the holiness of Torah and combine it with the luminescent kiddusha of your Chanukah candles, you will fan your flame. You will access your inner holiness. You will bring light to yourself and to your world. Wishing everyone a good tevach and a freilichen Chanukah.